This radio news service spot from Western Michigan University includes a wrap and three additional actualities on meetings, meetings, and more meetings. The suggested lead. A recent poll shows a nearly 14% increase in time spent preparing or being in project update meetings. As Mark Schwerin reports, meetings can be a real waste of time. The story comes down in 3, 2, 1. The poll shows the average American office worker spends 9 hours a week preparing for or attending project meetings. People are communicating more but getting less accomplished in meetings, says Joe Wiley, director of the Western Michigan University Haworth College of Business Communication Center.
Given the various ways that we have that we communicate with each other now, day to day, minute to minute, people are wanting to communicate more or are trying to communicate more. So they're getting together more to communicate, but what's happening at the meetings is they're talking and they're discussing and everyone's jumping in, and so it gets really drawn out and nothing really gets accomplished except for the information that's conveyed.
Wiley says the best meetings have clear-cut goals for taking action and stick to a time limit. From Western Michigan University, I'm Mark Schwerin. Now we have three additional actualities. Cut one. Wiley says organizations should do a better job communicating outside meetings, then decide who actually needs to be in the meeting to take action and make decisions. The cut is 18 seconds long, and the out cue is the part that's missing. It comes down in 3, 2, 1.
What I see that needs to happen is that people have to recognize we have all of these wonderful tools for spreading the information, getting that information out to the people who need to be in the meetings, figure out who actually needs to be in the meetings to make decisions and create action. That's the part that's missing.
Cut two. Wiley says the person in charge of the meeting needs to take control of it, not just run the meeting. The cut is 18 seconds and the out cue is run the meeting. It comes down in 3, 2, 1.
The person who runs the meeting has to know how to run a meeting. And it's a trick. You know, it's an art. You really have to figure it out. You have to be prepared to go in and be able to say, okay, enough, you know, or I need you to really listen. Take control of the meeting, not just run the meeting.
Cut three. Wiley says the best meetings have a time limit and are run by a strong leader. The cut is 21 seconds long and the out cue is to attend. It comes down in 3, 2, 1.
Some of the best meetings I've been to have been scheduled for 1 hour, and I go into it looking at the agenda thinking, how are we ever going to get all of this done? But if you have a really good, strong leader of the meeting, it does happen. It does occur. Everyone knows we've got to get this done and we're moving right along. Those are the best meetings to attend.